ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea now, where its defence minister says his country's decision to negotiate a defence treaty with Australia sends a message to the whole region about who it wants to partner with on security. Billy Joseph told a conference hosted by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute in Canberra that officials want to finalise the treaty by PNG's 50th anniversary celebrations in September. This is the defence minister speaking in Canberra.
The security and defence of both Australia and Papua New Guinea are inextricably intertwined given our close proximity. Therefore, the proposed defence treaty between Australia and Papua New Guinea will develop solid defence alliance as a way of deterrence. Our two prime ministers announced the security treaty, which resulted in the bilateral security agreement. The Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence and myself agreed for a defence treaty on the 28th of February 2025 in Brisbane. As I speak, the discussion for this defence treaty had commenced and is currently underway. And I'm aware that next week on the 9th, the Giro draft will be presented and discussed in Wuwek, which is to the north of our country, Papua New Guinea.
Also, Mr. Joseph commended the formation of the Pacific Policing Initiative as a new way to bolster security in the region. The initiative has been boosted by the setup of a new training facility in Brisbane, run by the Australian Federal Police.
Papua New Guinea sees open dialogue, engagement and regional cooperation as the key to address the security challenges that we face in the region. We are committed to our long-standing tradition of engaging with our Pacific partners through regional multilateral forums such as the PIF and the Pacific Response Group, established by the South Pacific Defence Ministers meeting, to amplify our voices to address common and emerging security challenges as articulated in the Bicket Tower Declaration, the Board Declaration on Regional Security, and the 2050 Strategy for the Blue Pacific Continent. The establishment of the Pacific Response Group, or PRG, by the South Pacific Defence Ministers meeting has been able to provide a new response mechanism for the Pacific. The first deployment of the PRG group to Vanuatu in December 2024 illustrates how this new mechanism will respond to regional security issues. Although PRG is more focused for HADR response, it is also my belief that it may play security roles if there is a security requirement.